Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
I think we ought to say welcome to everybody because the studio is normally only this full.
We normally have one, sometimes two guests. Today we've got 6, 7, 8, a whole bunch.
Well, this is like a radiothon, which means, right. I mean, radiothon's coming
which
up
makes
soon,
it a lot of fun because normally it's kind of lonely around here. Just a couple of people roaming around looking for things to do.
You know, before we jump into Faith in Action, this is one of my favorite Faith in Actions, actually, is when we celebrate Catholic Schools Week. But listeners, you should have in your hot little hands a letter from us.
Absolutely.
If you donated to Catholic Radio during a radiothon, or you're a regular donor, or during our golf outing, fall share-a-thon, any one of those during any one of our campaigns, over $200, we send out letters every year. And by law, you have to have them. We have to mail them by January 30th. So they are out of our office and hopefully into yours. If you didn't get a letter, call us, 317-870-8400. We have a lot of volunteers that come in and help us do that. So sometimes a letter here or there slips through the cracks, and we apologize for that. But if you think you were due a letter, sure, and you didn't get one, please call us.
And we have a particular threshold that we give the letters automatically to everyone above a particular threshold. So if someone may have donated less than that amount, they wouldn't automatically get one, but we're more than happy to supply them.
Sure.
One. Or sometimes we have where, you know, Mrs. Jones gave some money and Mr. Jones did, and together it was more than enough to qualify, but if it wasn't, we might have slipped through the cracks if we didn't put the two together. So if you need one, give us a call, 317-870-8400.
You know, I have to remind our listeners before we even get started that really part of the fun of today is that Celtic Cross, one of my very favorite stores, kind of sponsors this event for us. The kids don't know this, but there are goodie bags waiting for you in the other room. And Celtic Cross, of course, is at Nora, the crossing right there, right next to Steinmart. And every year they step up to the plate and give gifts to all the kids involved.
So why do we have all these kids in the studio?
Because it's Catholic Schools Week. So we always, every year, kind of run a contest for the Indianapolis Diocese and the Lafayette Diocese, and they didn't know it, but St. Louis de Montfort won this year for the Lafayette Diocese. So we have with us in studio Scott Stewart, principal of St. Louis de Montfort, and we also have the winners, Emily Deming, 6th grade, Mariah Ross, 7th grade, and Ara Sinkrot, 8th grade. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, I want to hear a little bit about the school because it's kind of, I went to Holy Spirit at Geist for years, and it's the school right around the corner from us. So tell us a little bit about your school. Who's the pastor? Who's the associate? And tell us a little bit about the history.
Well, Father Pat Click is our pastor.
Oh, yeah, right.
Father Travis Stevens is our associate. The church began in 1980. It's on 116th and Hague Road.
Oh, sure, right.
The school actually started in the year 2000. So for a Catholic school, we're on the younger side.
Yeah,
we haven't been around
as
long as many of them have, but we're in our 16th year as a school this year.
Now, do you start in pre-K or K or what?
Yes, we do pre-K, so
okay.
4-year-olds through 14-year-olds.
See, how wonderful is that?
It is. It's a great blessing.
Right. All right. So tell us a little bit about this. I mean, I know that blue ribbons, you know, are given out hither and yon. Are you a blue ribbon school, and what kind of fundraisers do you have through? What kind of makes St. Louis de Montfort a little bit different than the other ones?
Right. So we are a blue ribbon school. 2013, we earned that award. We have we won another award from the City of Fishers, so Business of the Year. I think that was 2012.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's several awards that the school has earned, and we're kind of known for our academics as well. So we have some very, very smart young people, and they do a great job anytime there's any kind of standardized testing. So on our ISTEP test scores, we're always at the top in the state of Indiana. So we have a very, very sharp group of students and parents, and we have a wonderful parish. The parish is very supportive of our school. Everything that we do, they support 100%.
Now, let me ask you this.
It's a very, very active parish, and most everything they do is fills right up. I mean, the Mass is on Sunday and Saturday, of course, but they even had a parish mission. We talked to the priest that did the mission there, and even the parish mission was filled wall to wall. I've never seen that before.
Well, you know, what I have found, and this is true with several parishes in town, if you have perpetual adoration at the parish, those parishes flourish. They really flourish.
That is one of my favorite things that our parish has to offer. We do have a perpetual adoration sanctuary, and my wife and I use it as well, and a lot of the members of the parish use it. And we just have so much to offer. We have a lot of people working for the parish that provide support. We have our own food pantry.
So, oh, my goodness.
Right. So there's an awful lot going on at St. Louis de Montfort, and we have a lot of wonderful people. And our children are amongst the top.
And the best school in the whole area.
I'm a little biased, but I would agree with that 100%.
You know, perpetual adoration is something that I mean, as a kid growing up, I went to a Catholic school. But I don't remember ever going to perpetual adoration when I was a kid. I mean, it was only as an adult that I really even noticed it was on the radar and started going. Do the students have an opportunity to go to perpetual adoration? Is that something that's incorporated at all into their life?
Yeah, it is. We do adoration once a month as a school.
Oh my.
So the school will go, we do a benediction and an adoration, and Father Pat or Father Travis will lead us in that, and we pray and we sing, and we do some songs in Latin as well.
Oh, so my goodness.
It's a great experience, and one that, you know, I hope I'm like you in that when I was growing up Catholic, I wasn't all that aware of perpetual adoration. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we can help our young people be aware of that and understand it and appreciate it is really a great blessing.
Sure.
And I think it'll serve them well as they grow older.
Well, if you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today for Catholic Schools Week, I feel like we should have pom-poms and you should be singing your fight song or something. We're really going to put Emily on the spot here in a second. She said, oh, wait a second, what fight song? No, I'm not going to put you on the spot. But we have St. Louis de Montfort from the Lafayette Diocese. We have Emily Demings. We have Mariah Ross. We have Eris Inkrad. And you guys held a contest, kind of like an essay contest. And we have the three winners represented here in studio today. What was the topic? What was the subject matter?
Right. We did hold a contest on each grade level, grade 6, grade 7, grade 8, and asked them to tell us what their Catholic education means to them, or maybe why their parents are putting them through Catholic education. So these three young ladies, there were so many good essays, it was hard to choose, but these three young ladies won the contest, and that's why they're here.
Wonderful. All right, well, let's meet our first one. Let's meet Emily Dennings. Emily, I want you to tell me a little bit about your family, mom, dad, brothers, and sisters.
So I have an older brother who's 12, and his name is Jack. I have a younger sister who is 9, and her name is Katie. And I have two dogs and my mom and dad.
Good for you. Emily, so when you think in the far-off future about a vocation, or because I remember being asked this question from the time I was knee-high to a grasshopper, what do you want to do when you grow up? So, but instead of that, I like to ask, what do you think God's calling you to? What kind of vocation do you think? What do you think?
Well, I really like kids and kind of playing with them, talking with them, sure. Anything that has to do, and people, adults, anybody.
Okay.
Like being with people.
Now, do you have, at St. Louis de Montfort, do you have sports, CYO sports or sports that you, are you involved in anything extracurricular after school?
Yes, so I do the CYO basketball.
Oh my.
And we have a speech team that I'm doing too.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so the topic was, why do my parents send me to Catholic schools, or why Catholic schools? So why don't you start into your essay? Let's hear what you had to say.
I am so thankful for being sent to my Catholic school by my parents. Because they are giving me a Catholic education, I am growing up to have a strong relationship with God. I am learning to grow deeper into the Catholic faith. At my Catholic school, strengthening and practicing my Catholic faith is something I am striving to do every day. At my Catholic school, St. Louis de Montfort, there is a prayer and scripture reading during the morning announcements. During the end of the day announcements, there is also a prayer. In addition, every week I get to go to Mass. While I am receiving this education, I am becoming more curious and wanting to learn more. I am being taught more information that is advanced while being exposed to new ideas. I am realizing that learning and going to school can be fun. This has inspired me to dedicate my life to God. I am learning at my Catholic school that God wants me to love and serve Him and others always. I am being taught how I have to take up my cross too, like Jesus. In religion classes at St. Louis de Montfort, I am learning about saints who dedicated their lives to God, and I am being inspired. I find myself living out what I am being taught in my Catholic school. For example, I work hard to be kind, respectful, and aware of what's going on around me. Most importantly, I tell others about God's Word. My mind is being enhanced, and my heart wants to serve others. I have learned at St. Louis de Montfort how one small act can make a big impact in someone's life. When someone smiles at me and says hello, opens a door, compliments me, or offers to help me, it makes my day. I have decided to do a kind act for someone every day because I have realized and seen how good it feels to do a kind act for someone. And as I have grown in my faith, I have longed for more knowledge about God, the Holy Trinity, and biblical people. I am longing for a better understanding and stronger grasp on my Catholic religion because I love learning about it so much. I am building a solid Catholic foundation. At my Catholic school, I know I will continue to grow up being taught about the Catholic faith and practicing it. At a Catholic school, faith is the foundation. Because of my Catholic education, on my best days, I glorify God. Catholic schools continue to teach and give the experience of how amazing God's creations are and how God works in amazing ways. And through the storms of my life, I remember God's grace and saving hand. The Catholic school teaches about God's grace and saving hand. I remember in religion classes, the readings in the Bible that taught me how God works in mysterious, wondrous ways. Also, how He always takes care of His people. I learned that every day God is with me, no matter what I am going through. I am learning what is most important in life, and I continue to receive way more than an education of the mind. At one point I will graduate, but I will never forget the Catholic school that I was blessed to attend. I will remember it because it was a big part of my life, and my life continues to change because I attended a Catholic school. I will remember the kind people, enhanced learning, fun, support, and most importantly, the Catholic Faith Foundation. With all the benefits of a Catholic education, I know I will grow up to have a strong relationship with God.
Bravo. Wonderful. Wow.
Thank you.
And that was Emily Deming, St. Louis de Montfort. God bless you. That was difficult. I imagine that was a difficult one to judge. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I've got the spirit.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection.
Hi, this is Barbara McWiggin, host of The Good Fight here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ray Guarendi, host of The Doctor Is In here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta, and you can join me for Cresta in the Afternoon here on Catholic Radio Indy.
The best of EWTN plus great local programming. That's what you get when you support Catholic Radio Indy.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
All right, we are back with Faith in Action. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder. And wow, We have got some really prolific writers today with us.
We do. We do. We do. We do. And I want to remind our listeners that the Celtic Cross sponsors Catholic Schools Week here at Catholic Radio. And everybody who's involved in the essay contest will go home with a little goodie bag from Celtic Cross. That is a dangerous store to be in. Jim, have you been in the
Celtic Cross? Well, we had a little gift exchange here at the station. And just prior to Christmas, we had someone from the Celtic Cross in and was talking about various things. Yeah. And as it turns out, each of the employees kind of gives a little gift to the other employees. Most all of the gifts
came from Celtic Cross.
Came from Celtic Cross. Yeah. A drive across town was well worth it.
I will have to remember that next year, because everything on my Christmas want list, I mean, basically came from Celtic Cross. But what a wonderful store. I mean, yes, we miss Kriegs, of course, but Celtic Cross is a wonderful addition to Indianapolis. So we have, again, St. Louis de Montfort here from Fishers. Scott Stewart is the principal. Emily Dennings read her essay in the first half, sixth grade. And now we have Mariah Ross from the 7th grade and Iris Inkrat from the 8th grade. And let's just jump right in. Mariah, let me introduce you to our listeners. I'd like to know a little bit about your family, brothers and sisters, and what you like to do in your spare time.
I have 3 brothers and 1 sister.
Oh, and 5, a family of 5. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I play I play volleyball and I do cross country. And I play lacrosse with SMG since our school doesn't have a lacrosse team yet.
Lacrosse is like the hot thing coming on lately, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's kind of a cross between soccer and tennis or soccer and what?
That's not the one you ride horses on, right?
No.
That's
no.
Polo.
Oh, okay.
But lacrosse I don't quite understand that. I haven't had kids playing that yet, so. What do you think?
You just like, you have a stick and you kind of just like pass.
Can you get hurt?
Not as much in girls lacrosse because it's less rough than boys lacrosse.
I like hearing that. Okay,
yeah.
5. And where do you fall? You're smack dab in the middle, oldest, youngest? What?
I'm the second youngest.
Second youngest. Okay. Yeah. All right. And St. Louis de Montfort. So do you live right around the area?
I live in Carmel, but like pretty close.
Okay. And so this is kind of interesting why your parents chose to, because your parents had lots of choices when it comes to schools. And St. Louis de Montfort, what a phenomenal school. So let's hear your essay and why you think your parents chose Catholic school.
Our school mission statement is, St. Louis de Montfort is a Roman Catholic school dedicated to following Jesus by living the catechism. Students are empowered through faith formation, servant leadership, and academic excellence to become community leaders. These few statements show what we cherish at St. Louis de Montfort Catholic School. There are many benefits with a Catholic education. We don't just learn the faith, we live it out as disciples of Christ. We have great teachers who inspire us to go intellectually. St. Louis de Montfort is dedicated to following Jesus by living the catechism. Catechism defines the principles of Christian religion in form of questions and answers. At SLDM, we do not only have high academic standards taught to us by amazing teachers, we are educated about our catechism and faith, but more importantly, how to live it out. However, our teachers don't just tell us what to do, what we learned in class, they set concrete examples on how to live out God's word. For example, Mr. Ward, our Spanish teacher, helps direct and prepare Spanish masses. Our English teacher, Ms. Samuelson, sings at church on Sunday and some of our school masses. And many of our teachers exude the love and kindness for others. They, along with many other teachers in our school, set wonderful examples on how to live out God's word, using their unique God-given talents and gifts to serve God. Students are empowered through faith formation, servant leadership, and academic excellence to become community leaders. In church and in school, we are encouraged to deepen our relationships with God, to participate in the life and ministries of our church, engage in service and mission to the world, and to live as disciples of Jesus at home, at work, and in the community. Every quarter, we do service projects in the community, at home, or for a parish. Doing these service projects have helped me get out in the community and to help people who may be struggling or need a helping hand. Doing these service projects have helped us to expand our faith outside of our church. Our teachers not only incorporate our faith into what we learn every day, but they inspire us to achieve academic excellence. They teach us to work hard and set goals that we will strive to achieve. Faith formation, academic excellence, and community service have led me and my classmates to attain intellectual and spiritual growth. Our mission statement accurately portrays the charism at St. Louis de Montfort Catholic School. Pope Benedict XVI said, a good school provides a rounded education for the whole person, and a good Catholic school, over and above this, should help all of its students to become saints. I am extremely thankful for my Catholic education, and I pray that through my faith and academic formation, that God will lead me on my path to sainthood.
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That was Mariah Ross, 7th grade, St. Louis de Montfort. Wonderful job. Really thank wonderful. You reminded me as you were reading yours, Emily Denning said something about getting to go to Mass every day. And I thought, what a wonderful opportunity that is. And you mentioned so many places in your essay about opportunities that this school offered you to glorify God, to get to know your faith, to practice your faith and service. So God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
Ara St. Croix, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Eighth grader, big eighth grader. Oh, this is big. So you get to be the oldest. It's like the best. It's like the best. Enjoy
the
this.
The seniors.
Yeah. Because when you head off to high school, it's like you flip it again, and then you're the youngest. So, but this is kind of cool, you know, big girl on campus and all that stuff. So tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, I have one brother, and he is a junior in high school.
Where does he go?
He goes to Cathedral High School.
Cathedral, great.
And I have a dog.
A dog? Mm-hmm. Boy, girl?
Which one you like better?
No! It depends on the day, I guess. Okay, all right. What do you like to do? Extracurriculars, anything? Sports?
Well, I am currently on the CYO volleyball team with Mariah.
Sure, good.
And I also run cross country and track.
Oh, is that a spring or fall deal?
Well, cross country is fall, but track is spring.
So you're going to be starting that any second,
yeah.
Right? Oh, dear. Okay, what about vocations? When you think about that, the future, what do you think God's calling you to?
Well,
any ideas?
I really do feel like I like reading books a lot, and I like to write. So I think I might be interested in being a publisher, something.
Ooh. Good for
along
you.
Those lines.
All right. Well, then the fire test is right now, baby cakes. All right. Ara St. Croix, let's hear your essay.
I feel so very blessed to be attending a Catholic school. Not only do I have special opportunities not offered anywhere else, but the community and faith-filled atmosphere is unique. My Catholic school education has greatly affected me in more ways than one, not only in my faith, but personality and knowledge as well. Though my St. Louis de Montfort experience is almost over, I know that I will carry what I have learned into high school and throughout my entire life. There are so many opportunities I am given by attending a Catholic school, but I think the most important and life-changing is the chance to take religion class. I would be in such a different place in my faith had I not been able to learn about my religion in school. I get to learn about the traditions, writings, prayers, and beliefs of the Roman Catholic faith. This knowledge has caused my faith to blossom in more ways than one. At St. Louis de Montfort, we are taught not only the technical aspects of the Roman Catholic faith, such as the parts of Mass, the stories of the Bible, and the timeline of Jesus, but also, and almost more importantly, we are taught why we do things. Why do we take the Eucharist? Why do we genuflect or bow as we enter the church? Why do we do the sign of the cross? It's one thing to practice your faith, but it's an entirely another thing to understand why are you doing what you do. Is a truly amazing thing when you can walk into Mass and recognize the names being mentioned in the reading and knowing what's happening in each part of the Mass. Now, I not only know that the transubstantiation is the part where the priest holds up the bread and wine, but I know that at this point they are truly being turned into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Another opportunity I participate in is service hours. As an eighth grader at St. Louis de Montfort, I am required to do 6 hours of service every quarter. This means I am serving my Lord and neighbors for 24 hours, one whole day this year. Recently, my class studied the virtue of stewardship and St. Joseph Muscati. He was a doctor who gave practically everything to heal the poor. Stewardship, by definition, is giving to God the gifts of your time, talent, and treasure. I was able to think about St. Joseph while doing my service hours these past few weeks. I was able to help out with a project at my parish, Thanksgiving food baskets. We fill and hand out packages to those that don't have the money to make a Thanksgiving dinner. Opportunities such as this help open my eyes to what I am called to do as a Catholic Christian. I am given the gifts I have so that I can return them to God through helping others with the blessings God has given me. One of the most amazing things about my Catholic school is the family atmosphere and community. I find that in and out of school, I never feel alone. I know I can talk to anyone about anything in my life and they will listen and help me. We try to fill the gap between older and younger grades at our school through our buddy system and family groups. I looked up to and admired my buddy when I was younger so much. She helped me at Mass to understand what was happening. She helped me with my schoolwork and just talked with me. Even now, a few years after I've gone to Mass with my buddy, I give her a hug every time I see her. We are family, united by our faith and our love of Christ. In Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." I will carry my Catholic school experience all throughout high school and my whole life. What I have learned here will help me make the right choices and stay strong in my faith wherever I go and whatever happens to me. Opportunities at my Catholic school have helped me strengthen my faith, grow in love, and live with kindness. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. My time at St. Louis de Montfort may be coming to a close, but I will forever consider its community my family and will carry the faith I have been taught through my whole life, because family, love, and faith are eternal. St. Louis de Montfort, pray for us.
Oh, love it. Love it. Wow. Difficult indeed. Eris Incrat, 8th grade, St. Louis de Montfort. God bless you. Wow. I don't think I knew about the buddy system. I love that. We have with us today St. Louis de Montfort, well represented in Emily Deming's Mariah Ross, Eris Incrat, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, winners of the Catholic School Week's SE contest. Scott Stewart, quickie question. So Catholic Schools Week is kind of a week that's set aside, set apart, an opportunity to do different things and celebrate a Catholic school academic environment. Do you guys do something special at St. Louis de Montfort during that week?
We do lots of things special.
Okay.
So we have many things planned. We have some fundraisers, penny wars we'll collect for a charity. We collect food that we're going to distribute at Anna's house. We get into our family groups and we meet and collect the food and put it together in our family groups as well. Kids dress up throughout the week in different costumes, and it really is a fun and special week. And this year we're having Joe Wright's come to speak to us.
Oh, yeah. He's been our guest here before.
Right?
Buddy system. I love that. Absolutely love it. And you mentioned that we get that year after year after year, that many times a Catholic school is like a family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mentioned again this year. So God bless you. Thank you so much for being our guest here. And thanks again to Celtic Cross for sponsoring Catholic Schools Week.
Thank you very much for having us.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Just click on the programming tab and select podcasts.